tugging, polarized, fist raised in anger, staring down, don't meet the eye. Everyone's a stranger, don't look at me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you. I'm plugged into the world, I'm wired.
Hello and welcome to Snug Sound. I'm San Sharma and you're listening to a podcast for Wi-Fi hopping, coffee sipping mobile workers everywhere. It's episode 6, listeners.
Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com. On the line, all the way from Bangalore, India, is mobile working adventurer Cora Rodenbush. Hi Cora, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thanks. And I don't feel silly in saying this because my family's Indian. Namaste.
Gracias. I don't know. What are you saying in return?
I've really put you on the spot there. I know you haven't been in India very long. And we're going to come back as to why you're in India in the first place. But we'll do that in just a minute. But first, let me give you a little bit of an introduction. Cora, you are Communications and Community Manager at PGI, a virtual meetings company. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, good. It's like you're on the stand. Now, we talk to digital nomads on our podcast, on our blog, our Facebook page and Twitter. But you, Cora, are surely our furthest flung. So explain to our listeners what you're doing in India and what the last 4 months have been like for you.
Sure thing. So this is my first time in India, and I could not be more excited to take a look at the culture here and embrace it. So the past 4 months, I've been bouncing around PGI's EMEA offices. We have about somewhere between, I think, 12 or 13 EMEA offices. And a couple months ago, probably back in April, I positioned to my boss. It was essentially a personal thing going on in my life. My husband and I have been wanting to travel for years. And this was a moment where I realized that with PGI and the fact that we're a global company and that I guess my role touches everyone in the company, our 1,800 associates, that I could do my job in region. So I positioned it that we, you know, I would go and do this on my own if they would allow me to keep my job. And they were more than excited to say absolutely. So as of August 1st, I flew over to Clonakilty, Ireland. And since then, I've been making my way to Bangalore.
That's amazing. So it's been a little bit, I guess, of a compromise for yourself and for PGI. So I'm just trying to imagine how this conversation went down. So you went in, you spoke to your manager and said, look, I want to travel the world. Please pay me to do it. Is that how it went?
Yeah, I was definitely a little nervous. It's hard to have that conversation, of course, but it was nerve-wracking. But you know, this is what we do as a company. We help people work wherever they need to work, whether it's in the office or halfway across the world. So I knew that they would be receptive, and I basically asked them to compromise with me that, you know, I would pick up all, you know, the cost of me getting over here and having this grand adventure. And they definitely compromised by saying, go for it.
And the advantage for them, obviously, is that you're a brand ambassador traveling the world, practicing what they preach as well, using the tools that PGI, you know, build.
Absolutely. I don't know if my trip could be, you know, a success without having tools that are mobile and global and just easy to use. So very thankful.
Let's talk about those tools in just a minute. But let's talk a little bit about mobile working, because you're obviously a mobile worker. You're probably more mobile than a lot of our listeners, and you're certainly traveling further. And I suspect this is a bit of a dream situation for people listening. It certainly is for me. But I'm guessing mobile working is not for everyone, right? And I don't mean mobile working like around the world, but just working away from the office. What kind of a person does it take to succeed as you have as a location independent professional?
Yes, location independence. Yes.
You like that?
I love that. It's hard. I don't know if I expected it to be this difficult, simply because sometimes I call myself a digital nomad. Sometimes it's a Wi-Fi scavenger, because that's what I feel like I am. I'm constantly scavenging for a good connection so I can have a nice, productive day. I think the kind of person that would take on this kind of responsibility is eager, you know, really wants to make it work. A while back, I posted on our blog that you better have a reason bigger than, you know, catching Oprah or, you know, just lounging around in your pajamas to want to be a teleworker. Because it is hard, and you have to make sure you don't get lost in the noise and the buzz of the office. You want to make sure you're present online and on calls as best as possible.
And it's, I mean, I've been doing this for years as well, spending part of my time working from home, part of it in an office, and flexibly and sort of remotely as well. It's results based, isn't it? It's not about showing up. So it's about the kind of the work that you do. In a way, it's a bit like running your own business.
I could not agree more. Yeah, I think that, all you have to fall back on is someone that's just on the other end of the computer screen is the end result. So, and oftentimes most mobile workers see that that takes up more than just 8 hours a day, which is good and sometimes bad. Those lines of the workday tend to kind of bleed into your personal life. But if you love your job, it seems to work out quite well.
Talking about lines blurring the workday and where that workday ends, how the heck are you handling time zones? Are you just ignoring the local time zone? Are you sticking to just one, or are you staying up when the office is up? How do you do it?
Yeah, it kind of depends. My stakeholders and the people that I see to the most are in the States. So I lean towards a, central Eastern United States time zone. However, if I'm in the office, which is a true luxury to be able to kind of pop in into the office where everything's taken care of and the internet's awesome. If I'm in the office, then I'll certainly work the same day as my colleagues so we can work alongside each other.
At this, I mean, this is a very, it's a very strenuous way of beating jet lag. It's just to refuse to work the hours that in local time. That's, I guess, that's one way of looking at it. And you mentioned that you call yourself a Wi-Fi scavenger. I know what that's all about. Because Worksnug works to improve the mobile working experience for everyone, but even in cities like here in London, connectivity is a real issue, and especially power. So, what, how's that been for you? How's that challenge been?
It's a learning experience. I'm like laughing here, just going through all these horrible nightmares that I've experienced over the past 4 months. I call it Wi-Fi disappointment, and you once you hit it's hard to recover. But I think some of the things that I like to keep in mind is always have a backup. If you can't find a solid Wi-Fi connection at the place that you thought it would be there and you called ahead and they said, yes, it's there, and then you show up and it's not, which happens all the time. We love, this is kind of strange, but we love our Kindle 3G. You can get, I guess, 3G cellular, I'm not quite sure what the right terms are, internet for free anywhere. It's pretty much anywhere in the world. It's very strange that they've allowed this at this point, but
I never thought about that because there's the two Kindles, right? There's a Wi-Fi only, and then the 3G enabled one. But there's no monthly billing for that, and you don't have to take out a package or anything, and it's
exactly.
worldwide.
There's no monthly billing. I mean, it's a little bit archaic once you pick it up and try to use it, but it works, 100% of the time. It's perfect. I can quickly get on, either check out WorkSnug or go on TripAdvisor and find someone who's found a good Wi-Fi connection around where I'm at.
But that's really last resort, right? Working a kind of black and white screen with a kind of directional keypad.
Yeah, it's not a good long-term solution, just a temporary. But we also shamelessly love McDonald's. I don't know if we've ever eaten a full meal at McDonald's. My husband's vegetarian and I'm quite picky, but we love their cappuccino. So we will happily sit at McDonald's for 6 or so hours getting work done and enjoying some coffee.
When globalization is good, you could say, because there's a Wi-Fi connection at McDonald's pretty much everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah, pretty much everywhere. In fact, I've been meaning to try it here in India. I see one down the road and I'm just curious. Not that I need it here because we've got some pretty good connection in the office and in our hotel, but I just
What?
can't help myself.
McDonald's in India may be one restaurant you try just for the food, not even for the Wi-Fi, because I'm not a big fan of McDonald's, but in India, they have a Maharaja Mac, which is like a
Oh my
spicy
gosh.
Big Mac. It's pretty good.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I was in India not long ago, and I was live tweeting my trip, and had a lot of problem getting online. There needs to be, we need to produce a kind of phrase book for you need to restart your router. That phrase in different languages,
Yes.
because we're like in the hotel, they would say, "Oh, it works," but I know what the problem is, but I just don't know how to say that.
I know, I know. And I actually am really fortunate. My husband is a techie guy himself. He's a coder in his own time. So I have definitely signed him up for some embarrassing conversations with restaurants. I said, pushed him forward and said, ask him to restart the router.
So, which countries have been the easiest to connect in so far? I know India's a bit troublesome, but where has it been really easy to mobile work?
I would say, geez, I don't know if I was looking in the wrong places, but I don't feel that the whole web worker, techie kind of mentality has translated into Europe just yet, because I'm from Austin, Texas, where everyone is a Wi-Fi, a laptop toter, and they go into the shops and they stay there for 8 hours, and it's totally normal and acceptable, and there's plenty of plugs and internet. I did not find that community just yet in the 4 months that we were in Europe. However, I would say it's a cross between London. We had great success in London, and then France. I would say that just throughout the country, their whole Wi-Fi sticker on the restaurants it's been pretty nice to have something that labels it. The only catch with that for anyone listening is that sometimes it's limited to just 30 minutes. So before you sign up for a big meal or a coffee, make sure right. It's unlimited.
And I suppose there's two things, isn't there? There's the Wi-Fi connection, and then I guess there's like an attitude towards mobile workers. Like in some countries, it might be cool to stay, like you're saying in Austin, Texas, it's cool to stay in a coffee shop for like 8 hours. Other places mm-hmm. where mobile working is not such a big thing, it might be slightly frowned upon. I guess it's different country to country, isn't it?
Correct. Yeah, I should have clarified. That's really, I don't know so much from a connectivity standpoint. It was more from a cultural standpoint. Mm-hmm. We had success in London.
Okay, yeah, cool. I imagine that's the case, that there are a lot of mobile workers around in London where we're based. And as you are mobile working, what's your kind of tool belt look like? What's your toolkit? What kind of software and hardware did you take with you, and how did you decide on that?
Yeah, well, it was difficult. You know, we packed up a lot when we left Austin. I mean, we have a house that we rent out, and everything had to go into storage. In a lot of ways, we said goodbye to some very important files that we needed to have access to here. So I guess the first building of our digital tool belt was putting a lot of things in the cloud. I can't remember the service we use off the top of my head, but I'll share it. It's pretty good. We also reroute our mail to another service, and they send us a digital version of it. It's a nice, secure solution.
Oh, you mean like your postal mail?
Exactly. Yeah, postal mail. Good. They'll take a photo of the outside and send it my way, and then ask if they want me to overnight it to wherever I am.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is good. But as far as being on the road, our backpacks are heavy because they're full of electronics. I just recently posted on the blog yesterday that I got my BlackBerry. It was something that I had turned off 4 months ago. Not sure if it was a necessary tool. I found out right away it is necessary. So I'm a big BlackBerry fan. And so I have that now in my tool belt, as well as the Kindle and my HP laptop that work provides. So that's it for now. And then I also have a couple apps that I swear by. I love, Evernote is an app that I've recently been introduced to, and I know you're a big fan.
Yeah, I love it.
Love it. And then also, I guess, our products are mobile. So we have a Global Meet app on the iPhone, as well as an iMeet app. iMeet's the video conferencing, kind of in the same room with your meeting participants there. And it's very casual, which is nice to have easy access to.
And what's the difference between iMeet and Global Meet?
So Global Meet is more of our heavy hitter, I would say. It does what your traditional like web conferencing would do. It has video, file share, screen share, everything that you would expect from a large platform. And then iMeet is the very personal, a little bit different, kind of like what we're doing here, meeting right now online, where you can have video, you can connect to someone's social media platforms through the room, through the iMeet room. And so iMeet's my preference. I think it's, a lot faster to get into, and I like the personal touch.
Cool. So Cora, I would say you're an extreme example of a mobile worker, that you're a global worker, if anything. What would you say to someone who is considering remote work? How do you find that the benefits outweigh the challenges, and how should they prepare for the change?
Yes, I would say definitely the benefits outweigh the challenges. Definitely at this point in my career and what I'm trying to achieve, absolutely. I would say two things. I guess number one is make sure your team's on board, like 100%. And for whatever reason you need to work from home or work wherever, that it's clear and they are supportive. So as a forward-thinking team is a must. And then on the other half of it is make sure those that you surround yourself with, whether it's a travel partner or your family who might be in the house at the same time, they're on board as well, that you're not there just to, I guess in my case, vacation or sit around the house and clean. It's you're there to work, and that's your work environment. So I guess, yeah, make sure your boss is on board, and make sure your family is as well.
It's good advice, and I ask you this because I'm curious, but at the same time, I'm insanely jealous. Where are you heading next? Actually, tell us where you've been because I'm not sure of your route or your
Sure.
route.
Yes, it was a bit roundabout, but we started in Clonakilty, Ireland, where we have the quaintest European headquarters out there. It's very sweet. And then we went straight over in a ferry. We actually had bought a car in Ireland. That's another funny story. And we drove over to London. And then from there, we went to Frankfurt office in Germany, and then down to Munich, which is also in Germany, and then to our Zurich office in Switzerland, and then back up all the way to the Nordics. We hit up Stockholm office,
Amazing.
Oslo, Norway, and then Denmark, and then all the way back down to our Milan and Paris office.
What an adventure.
Yes, it was definitely an adventure. Definitely an adventure. So up next is after Bangalore, we are headed over to our Asia Pac offices, I believe, starting with Malaysia. We have an office in Kuala
Amazing. Well, like I say, I'm happy for you, but I'm also quite jealous. But that's fine. And I must say thank you for your time. Really great advice. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Wired but disconnected.
Follow Cora's adventures in global teleworking at blog.pgi.com, where you can also find out about virtual meeting software iMeet. Follow our adventures in mobile working at worksnug.com, where you can download our free app for your smartphone. Until next time, happy mobile working.
Thousand channels wired to my brain, no thought, just sensation. Don't look me, can't you see? I don't wanna talk to you.
Snug Sound is produced by WorkSnug in association with Plantronics, simply smarter communications. Find out more at plantronics.com.